Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to act in gratitude and spread the joy. Our guest today is Jesse Kelsey, and he's author of The Power of Home Numbers, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Jesse Kelsey, and he's author of The Power of Home Numbers. Now, Jesse is a multi-book author. He's a real estate broker and a certified Federal Aviation Administrative Flight Instructor, as well as a world-renowned numerologist who has helped thousands of clients for over 20 years. Welcome, Jesse.
Hey, morning, Linda. How are you? It's great to be here.
Oh, I'm glad that you're here. You know, I worked with the Continental Airlines designing data comm systems for a lot, and I was in charge of that SAFE program, you know, with, and the flight planning school thing where they're doing the simulator back in the day, but that was many years ago. And you know, I'm also on the metaphysical side, so we have a lot in common. So, Jesse, what is the magic of numbers?
You know, I look at numbers as energy. You know, they're the Vedic tradition relates numbers with planetary energy. And that's how I look at them, and that's how I interpret them. For been doing this for many, many years, and there's no one shoe fit all. It's different for everybody, and it all is based on one's date of birth. And that's how we pick them up, and the basic thought is to harmonize energy, right? To harmonize our frequency using our own personal numbers.
Well, I've been into numerology for a long time, although I'm not sure it's the same in the Vedic, just like Vedic astrology is a little different than Western astrology.
Yes.
But numerology has always been part of my life, and it's funny how similar numbers come up over and over again. I'm a number 8, so I, you know, everything is 8 around wherever I go. And so whenever I'm producing a new book or whatever, I want to use my 8 number on that. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I gravitate to.
Yeah. And what month is that? 8 or what month?
June.
Yeah, so see, what it is right, 8, so yeah, June of 8 would have a lot of Mercury and Venus energy, which is the intellect. It's a very powerful, it's got Mercury, and it's also has Moon energy, so it's Moon and Mercury together. So Moon is the intuition, and Mercury is the intellect, so it's, that's pretty much right and left brain both. But then what I would suggest is use more 5, you know, number 5 would be way better, because that energy attracts more Mercury.
Ah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what you're doing here is really taking, because of the astrological signs and the numbers combined with astrological signs, I guess the, you know, signs all have are correlated to numbers then, right?
Yes, that is correct. See, the basic numerology, as per the Vedic tradition, right, it goes from number 1 to number 9, and I'll quickly run down the planets with them. So one has the energy of Sun, or 2 is Moon, or 3 is Jupiter, 4 Uranus, 5 is Mercury, like you, 6 is Venus, 7 is Neptune, 8 is Saturn, and 9 is Mars. So that's how this association goes. But then, you know, this is applied to our specific date of birth, you know, our specific date of birth. See, so, you know, like in your case, you have a lot of Moon and Mercury energy, so what that means is that if you fine-tune your energy off these numbers, even the number 3 and the 6, you know, would also work for you, because typically this energy is kind of challenging in the initial years, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't marry before the age of 30 and things like that. But then it stabilizes later, And it's a very powerful number, though.
I found it so. I mean, and you're right on all of that. You know, I'm 75 now, and I own HealthyLife.net Radio. I actually own the station, and I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old. And I'm still going. You know, with 4 or 5 books, and you know, I just did a TV show and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting how you know astrology and numerology are really sciences. They're not really, even though they're energetic sciences, they have more of a root and basis in the left brain than most people think. And
yes.
And whereas, you know, what I'm doing with energy interpretation, you know, when I'm doing psychometry or I'm doing mediumship or something, you can't really quantify that, you know. They're getting there, but they're not there yet. But with astrology and numerology, there it's ages and ages and generations and centuries of understanding. You know, it's like, you know, I use Ayurvedic medicine rather than Western medicine because, you know, that's 5,000 years old, 5 to 7,000 years old, right?
That's very wise. That's very, very wise. That's very wise. But, and,
how did you get into figuring out the numbers? Did you always have an affinity for that?
Yes, I do, actually. You're absolutely right. You know, when I came to the States in 1988, I migrated here to the United States. You know, like most immigrants, we have our share of challenges, and I had my specific goals that I had to achieve. I had to go to flight school, which I did, and do whatever I had to do to get all my ratings and all that, and then move forward, right? And I had some very basic knowledge at the time. See, I'm born on April the 3rd, and I have a lot of Mars, like number 3 and 9, Mars and Jupiter energy, right? So, you know, I had some knowledge, but I wasn't that, you know, it's just very basic stuff. And then when I struggled, right, my intuition kept telling me that I should look at the numbers, and, you know. So that's how it all started, and I started going deep into them, trying to, you know, face my own personal challenges, which gradually started, moving away. And then gradually with time, you know, I mean, God sent so many people in this country, and God kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then the media started it about 25 years ago, and then it just kept going, right?
Right,
Yes.
Well, I think that's part of your purpose, you know, we're looking for a numerology show over here if you ever want to do one, because that would be great to get more information out. But what is you have a special system, though. What is your special system of patching numbers?
Well, exactly, yeah. So patching numbers is something that I, you know, discovered myself. So what happened was when I came here in 1988, 1989, right, I was living in an apartment number 27, which actually was the number which you know works with my frequency. But then about 27, you know, with the 2 is Moon and 7 is Neptune energy, right? It did make the ball roll forward, right? But it wouldn't get what I was looking for. I needed more money at the time. So one fine morning I got up, you know, and I. Suddenly, I felt that I need to add some numbers on the numbers outside my door, which I did. You know, so what I did, I added 2 number 3s, which is Jupiter twice, which is my energy, and then a number 6, right underneath our stickers. Right, I just put it there. I don't know why. And my apartment manager, she was a nice lady. She never objected to that. But that very mysteriously opened, you know, suddenly unblocked that whole stuck energy. Right, and opened it up, and then soon after. You know, so many things started happening, and then I did realize that I had maybe found something which was very important, right? And then by the time as I got into real estate, and I got into became a real estate broker, and I started, you know, helping people with properties, and then the number business became very prominent, right? People used to rush to me and ask me this number and that. And then by the grace of God, we got to work up 100 escrows and numbers in my company. Numbers were, you know, very prominent at the time, and it all worked really well for my clients, and they all made huge equities and everything. So then this technique I just put a trademark on that and called it number patching, and so I've used it for many years now.
Well, it really must help your real estate people, because you know you'll be showing them houses that are appropriate for them. You know,
yes,
so
exactly.
So it should take, it should give you. I was in real estate too back in New York back in the day. So you're that's actually a good idea of doing that because they'll be happy and prosperous in what they find. You know, what a wonderful thing to do. You know.
Yeah, I remember this one gal one time, many years ago, 7-10 years ago, she lived in Singapore, she's very wealthy, and then she goes online, and then she finds this one property in Santa Monica, and the property was right next to the bank, right? I think it was a Bank of America or something. I remember I've been to a property twice, she'd invite me there. And that's it, and the number she took was a number 11, right? And then she didn't realize that number 11, like one number one repeating two times, which is done two times, is not a very good place for a home, right? And then it was not matching a date of birth either. So she kind of consulted a lot of people, and then she very mysteriously found me, and then she asked me to come over. And I remember we packed her house. Plus, what happened is suddenly, you know, number 11 once two times doesn't work with you. Different thing is relationship challenges, and money issues and things like that. She had huge investments, and suddenly they were dwindling, and even by living right next to a bank with a lot of feng shui masters think is the right thing to do, right?
Right.
It wouldn't pull that energy. So then she had to, we had to patch it. We had to patch it, and then we sold it. But then I remember she lost her relationship there. That's what happened. So
yeah.
That's how important these numbers are, yeah. You're very careful. There's no rush, you know. And I know most realtors, and they don't really care that, you know, look the other way to make their, you know,
yeah.
So
right. Well, I can remember I was doing a documentary down in New Orleans on ghosts, and we were at Brennan's restaurant, which is no longer there. Katrina wiped it out, but it was really one of the top restaurants, and they kind of liked me, so they said, hey, do you want to go down and see the very first safe that was in America? Because New Orleans and the French had put in the very first safe in and they had it in Brennan's. And I went down there, and I got to tell you, the energy from that safe was worse than any ghost or any bad thing.
Oh my God.
It was unbelievable because it was from, you know, the beginning of, you know, like the French-American War and all that, and the energy. So I don't think I would ever live by a bank. You know, that's dirty money there. So I just don't.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we talked a little bit about how the planets correlate with the sun, the moon, and the planets, and how they're significant because each planet has attributes, right? So
yeah.
So like Jupiter is good fortune and whatever. So when the numbers are matched to the planets, and then they're matched to your personal numbers, it can actually enhance your life and actually. You know, if you have a particular problem, by understanding where the home number is or by adapting it with your patch method, right, you could actually heal that part of your psyche that needs healing, right?
Absolutely true. That is, you got it. Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is. So it's so that number actually comes in, right, and it's planetary. So it's a planet which is alive, it's vibrating all the time. And the moment you use them as a, you know, as a patch on the numbers, you know, that energy shifts and changes, right? Starts correcting slowly, right? And then that is. I very recently had this one gal, she up in Orange County, and she was calling me. And her husband is something in the tech world, and we're looking at the numbers, and she's working with some job and barely, you know, paying her bills, and the husband was just kind of, you know, wouldn't want to work anymore. I think he got fired, whatever. He was not working at the time, so. Looked at the house number, so she had a 48, you know, 48 on the door, and so, and with her date of birth was not matching. I think she had a similar, some kind of an 8 date of birth there too. And so what happens is it's 4 is Uranus and 8 is Saturn, right? This is some energy that kind of starts going scuttling downwards, funnels downwards, right?
Right.
And that's what's happening. And then we passed it, right? And then the husband suddenly was kind of happier. He is getting job offers, but then he got lazy, right? Yeah, I hope this now. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do have to take that energy and move it. You got, when you get the opportunity, you got to jump, you know, especially these days.
Yes.
So the right house number means a lot for its occupants, and that's what your book is a little bit about, right, is the power of home numbers. It's discovering the best numbers to increase your harmony and prosperity in your home, and also apparently outside of your home as well, because you've got a good base. Can you correct like imbalances to improve your house situation without moving? How are you doing this? Just by patching the numbers on the door, and or is there some kind of, how do you do that?
So, you know, we just use simple stickers. You know, we use stickers that are smaller than the existing number. Right. And those numbers have to, what is very important to understand that you have to be very cautious with what numbers you use, right? And how the energy shifts on the door, right? You just can't pick any numbers. I had clients in the past who just, you know, just heard me places, and then they just took this number and that number. And I just, even this one, a very famous numerologist in LA, and I believe she started telling people in Seattle to put a number 2 on the bedroom door, which is completely wrong, right? Because you don't do that. So it is more, it's very specific, right? And so we have to look at the date of birth. If there are more people in the house, we look at everybody's date of birth. And then we find a neutral number, right? A neutral vibration that kind of holds everybody, you know? So it has to be done very carefully. And what that will do, that will absolutely shift the house. So say if you have a very high, heavy vibration, say for example the last one I gave was 4-8, which is kind of very heavy, or if you have say a Sun and Saturn, which is 1 and 8 on the door, right, or 8 and 1, or some zeros amplified, that's very heavy too. Now numbers like that have to be patched quickly, and once that patching is done, right, what it will do, it will minimize the effect of that energy, and it will slowly guide you, point you to another direction, right? So that is the thought there. Then slowly kind of move out of that space, or it'll basically guide you out of that situation, right, in many cases, once the number is patched correctly.
Right.
But it definitely helps you mysteriously in many ways, and it will bring change and correction to your life.
Well, I can see where it might even help health and marriage, and you already talked about money troubles, so it's really about the dynamics of numbers. But you can also, like you were telling me, you know, that guy, he almost found a commitment. He got new job offers. But if you change that a little bit more, could he boost him to get out and get that job? I mean, if you did another little tweak on that.
Yeah. Yeah, something maybe, I think sometimes it's free will too, you know, so the wife's very, you know, most women are very intuitive and they're very keen to, you know, to set the household together. But, you know, men sometimes, they see the change, they, I mean, they're all different, right? You know, we're all different, so, I guess free will kicks in too, right? And I'm sure that he shifted and changed a little bit, I'm sure he would, you know, grab onto something and realize that he has to help his wife pay the bills and everything too, so.
Yeah, because otherwise she's going to make sure he helps her pay the bills. I mean, you gotta be there, you know. Now,
absolutely.
Now, can your book actually help people interpret their own house numbers and correct imbalances?
No, you know, this book has a lot of information, right? Now, I've given examples of different people that I've consulted over the years and different shades of numbers, you know. But this is not a how-to book, right? This is not a how-to book. But, you know, you can read it, you can learn a lot from it, and I'm sure smart people have, I've used it. There's one lady in New York, I remember some years ago, she read my book, and she called and said, you know what, I sold my house reading your book. And then there have been people who said, oh, you know, we couldn't understand it, and, you know, all that, right? So that's why I always make it a point to say that this is not a how-to book, but it's a lot of information, and that if you have that third eye, if you have your, you know, intuition, right, or if your eyes are telling you, read it, then read it. But don't expect it to teach you everything. No, it will not.
Well, I think you have to have an affinity for that. You know, for me, I love numerology and astrology, but I got to tell you, all that mathematical stuff, I could do it, but I hate it. So I went to energy in a different direction. But I think you have to have almost an affinity for that. Not only because, you know, mathematics is the highest form of creativity. People don't realize that, but it really is. And you know, so I think that with you, I think you almost have to have someone that is definitely into that, so that they can help you decide exactly what you need. We have to take a break, but we're going to be right back with Jesse Kelsey and The Power of Home Numbers, which is his book, which you can get at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or any independent bookstore. You can just ask them for it. It's called The Power of Home Numbers by Jesse Kelsey, and we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts, so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Jesse Kelsey, and he has a new book called The Power of Home Numbers. And what we're doing is he's explaining a little bit about how your home number can affect your life, and that even if you don't have to move, you can he has actual patches that you can, you know, increase your prosperity or prospects of health and whatever too. So of course everything happens energetically too, so you have to be aligned with that as well, but it just gives you kind of a good push in the right direction. So we talked a little bit about how we how people can interpret their house numbers and correct some of the imbalances by putting these patches on. But can you tell us some stories about celebrities, famous addresses, and locations?
Yeah, I can tell you some with no names, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have some here in your area, and then I have a lot in Bollywood. And I remember this one girl. She's very famous. She's been in the Bollywood film industry since the age of 9. All her family is into the. I mean, it's a very, very well-known family. And so she happened to contact me, and then See, all these celebrities in Bollywood, right, there, a lot of them are lined up just like Malibu here. They're in a, it's called Juhu Beach by the Arabian Ocean, right? So they have their mansions along the waterline.
Oh.
And they don't have any house numbers. So she was asking me about her house, and I said, well, what is your house number? So she said, we don't have any house numbers. We just have names for our houses here, right? And that's how people know us. And so she gave me the name that was written outside the house, and I told her that, you know, that vibration had to be corrected, and then and the color that she had to use on those letters was too dark, it was black energy, and so I suggested that she change it from black to gold color, you know, get those gold letters and shift it by this another letter that I'd given to her. And so I remember after a few months, she could call me, and she sent me a little picture on WhatsApp, and she told me, yeah, I fixed this. And then some of the changes that I had made in her office up there. So it all worked out. I mean, the point is that she was happy, and I was happy too that whatever information was shared was productive. And there are a lot of other people there. The other big stars who have some issues. I mean, they consulted me over time, and so I am grateful that it came and
right.
I could help.
Another thing that I found in your book, and one you just mentioned, which I use as well, is you mention that you change the color, because colors have vibrations, and by wearing certain colors, or you can actually help yourself heal, and they use colors and sound together with a certain vibration in a mathematical, you know, Pythagoras'
stuff. It's very, very important. See, just like, say, for example, just look at yours, number 8, right? The Julie Gay. So, see, this one is, see, for you, I tell you, colors like blue, beige, green, off-white. These colors will always help you. Blue, beige, green, off-white. You know, Mars, a red in any form, you may look great on you, but red will not, the energy won't help you. Wearing the color black, but just a little bit, not too much, would also be good for you, right? But blue, beige, green, off-white, always be helpful for you.
It's interesting because when I go on television, you know, I don't wear red or black, you know, and I've been on a lot of stuff, you know, so, but I usually wear like a royal blue or Kelly green, you know, so.
Well, see, there you go, and see, those colors, they're very good for you.
Right.
You want that, so when people watch you on the screen, right, I mean, your energy, right, is in complete sync with your aura, right?
Right.
So that's what colors do. Now, if you ask me with my April 3rd, can I wear green on TV screen, it's not going to work for me. See?
Right.
It won't work for me at all. So that is how important colors are, right? They are different for everybody, and it is very important that we understand that
right.
and use that more in our lives. You know?
Well, it's interesting. I just wrote a book 2 years. Well, I had written 3 books, and then I started this radio network, and, you know, we have 48 people or 48 hosts doing 24/7 programming, and it's all positive talk, and where things you can't get natural medicine, we don't do any Western medicine here. And so I had to stop, you know, writing and doing the things that I was doing because I had to support the network. And God had given me, you know, the datacom engineering background and then the radio background and the television background and stuff. And so then he asked me to kind of just do the station to help support people. And we've helped over 79 million people. So I had to take a back step. But now, you know, I'm 75. I said, if I don't get my books out, you know, who knows when they're going to get out. So,
you know, you have to.
Right.
You have to get on.
Right. Right. So I started doing it. And one of the books that I put out 2 years ago was called Symbols of You. And it has basics of numerology in there and basics of color and what the color can do on a spiritual, mental and emotional level as well. You know, the mental, emotional, spiritual and physical level. And so what you're saying is very true. And so when you're combining the way that you do things, when you're combining the color. And then in your book, you talk about gemstones, and I have gemstones all the time. And whenever I want to manifest something, I will use a gemstone to manifest that, to help manifest that energy. And each gemstone is affiliated with a astrological sign. So it's amazing how you've done this. In, you know, as a matter of fact, on all of my computers, I have a crystal, a white quartz crystal, and they say, you know, and it works. You know, it keeps the stuff up and running. You know, so.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. But in your case, I mean, an emerald would always be good for you. An emerald, you know,
right.
As a pendant or as a ring, right? Emerald is liquid cash. Emerald is very happy with your energy, right? And if you've not ever tried it, you know, emerald would be fantastic. And it's excellent for communication, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive for me, though. I have to get an... I'm too old for a sugar daddy, you know, so...
You'll get it, you know. It's not expensive. They'll just come to you. So.
Okay, good. I'm going to put that out there. I really enjoyed our time together, Jesse. Can you tell us where people can find out more about you and get your book, and also, you know, where they can find you for real estate and also all sorts of good stuff, you know, if they want to use you, too?
Yeah, so my books, you know, I have two books out. The Power of Home Numbers is the first one, which is now in its fourth edition, and then the other one is all about numbers. So The Power of Home Numbers now is in six languages, besides basically French, Spanish, Dutch, German, and Russian, and English, of course. And so these are all on Amazon, and then Draft 2 Digital is another platform that supplies them, and that has, God knows, many outlets, so it's pretty much worldwide. Find these books, and so is All About Numbers. But I'd like to reiterate that these are not how-to books. This is extensive research, you know, and people have found them very beneficial. So before you buy them, just do keep that in mind. But I can assure you that you learn a lot from them. That's my life.
Well, I think that, you know, when you create a book like yours, whatever is needed is absorbed. And so no matter what, there's always something in your book that can help someone. And
yes.
And because the energy is there and the research is there, you know. So
right.
And what is your website so people can find you?
And my website is jessecalfi.com. It's spelled J-E-S-S-E-K-A-L-S-I .com. Or you can just Google me on, you know, Google me and you Google Jesse Calfi and you'll come to my website very quickly. And then I do readings, you know, you do a lot of Zoom readings all the time, all over the world.
Oh, great. That's really great. Well, you know, Jesse, really, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Runa. Thank you for having me. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank you so much.
All right, then. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most,
with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight? Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information, then call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and right now we're going to go to Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today we're going to talk about something that we normally use for cleansing and protection, but it's used for many things in health, and it's called sage, right? Now, sage is traditionally associated with longevity, and it's got a very good reputation for restoring failing memory in the elderly. And like other memory-enhancing herbs, it was also planted on graves. And it was said that when the British started importing tea from China, the Chinese so valued the sage that they would trade two cases of tea for one of dried English sage. Now, the purple variety is generally used in medicine and is more effective than the common green one. And in China, the root of a related plant, Dan Shen, is used as a tonic herb. Now, the leaves of sage, which I cook with, of course, you know, who doesn't have sage in their turkey dressing? You know, for Thanksgiving, right, you put a little sage in. I put a lot of sage in. The leaves have a very special affinity with the mouth and the throat, so they make an ideal gargle or mouthwash. Also, the herb is very drying and estrogenic, so they're very useful in menopausal problems and if you're weaning, you know, with breastfeeding. The fresh leaves make a very bitter digestive stimulant. Now, the root in China, the root is mainly taken for moving blood where there's stagnation, as in some types of menstrual pain and heart conditions. But it's also considered very sedative and cooling, and that's the Dan Shen, is used to reduce heat, particularly in the heart and the liver. Now, there are some cautions to use sage. Avoid therapeutic doses in pregnancy. Small dosage of sage used in cooking are very quite safe. And only take Dan Shen when the condition is caused by blood stagnation. Sage contains something called thujone, which can trigger fits in epileptics who should avoid taking the herb. Okay, so if you're epileptic, no sage for you. No sage if you're epileptic. Okay, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to attain what you desire. Well, today we're going to talk about feldspar. Now, a lot of people don't know what feldspar is, but there's a lot of different kinds of feldspars, and one of them, you know, Amazonite is one, Labradorite is one, Moonstone is one. These are all parts of feldspar, but I'm going to give you the general properties of the whole group, okay? There's many, many that are feldspars. And it assists you in detaching from the old, encouraging unconventional and exciting methods to attain your goals. So if you're kind of methodical and plodding along, maybe a little feldspar will get you moving in a different direction and a much more fun one. It provides for support in issues of self-awareness and self-love. For with realization of love, you can become united with all aspects of the world. And that means you have to love yourself as well. And it's been found, actually, feldspar has been found as a constituent of moon rock. And it provides for a connection with intergalactic intelligence. Feldspar also enables you to access the communicative forces of all kinds of intelligence. All right? It helps you in locating things that have been misplaced. So if you're losing something, and to discover and understand anything previously that you didn't understand, any unidentified messages from both within and without yourself. And in healing, feldspar can be used in the treatment of disorders associated with the skin and the muscle structure. And that's a little bit about feldspar. Now, I absolutely love numbers and colors and stones and all this wonderful things that give out different kinds of frequencies. And I use them in my life consistently. You know, if I'm producing out a book and what I want, if I want to get to particular people, I'll figure out the numbers and the dates to correlate with that numbers. If I'm, you know, not feeling so well, I will wear a certain color because I know that this color has a frequency that's helping me heal. Even though you're just wearing a shirt of that color, it will force your, because, you know, think about it. Your mind sees the color. The color gets interpreted, and it's a frequency. And that gets into your mind. Your mind understands on a creative level what that color is meaning to do, so it helps on a body level. It's kind of like when you are, I don't know how you explain it. You know, when you're watching a television show or a horror movie, and all of a sudden something comes on, and then you start getting goosebumps on your skin, right? So that's what happens. When you're feeling not healthy in a lot of things by wearing certain colors, it energizes you and helps you heal. And this can be on a mind, body, or spirit level. So there's so many things there that you can do, and different kinds of crystals can do different kinds of things. So when you're trying to select a crystal, right, and, you know, you can use gemstones or metals or ores, they're really nature's finest gifts. And ancient civilizations actually used them for healing and in ceremonies and for protection and meditation and even for good luck. So each stone vibrates its own unique energy, and you know, when you select your crystal, when you go to a rock shop or a metaphysical store, or even in Sedona, I would go down and I would find something, and I'd find a special rock, and I'd know there was something there for me. You can put your hand over the rock, and you can feel the energy, and you can even close your eyes. And it doesn't matter sometimes if the rock is not pretty, okay? Sometimes, you know, there was this smoky quartz that is very good for helping, you know, heal relationships, you know, that if you're, you know, lost a loved one, or, you know, it's the end of a relationship. Smoky quartz can help you. In a Native American tradition, they use this smoky quartz to help alleviate that. But when I was picking out my smoky quartz, because I help people with gemstone healing as well, so when I was picking that out, the smoky quartz that I got was all beat up, and I just knew that this was for me. So it doesn't matter if the thing is pretty or not, it's the energy that you feel. So that's how you can connect with a crystal. That's what you can do. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit maybe about color and crystals and numbers. Who knows? We'll just come back and we'll do it together. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We did a wonderful InfinityFoundation.org is having me do readings for soul connections once a month. I think it's going to be in November. We just had one in October. It went fantastic. People were moving and grooving and just having a great time and getting lots of information. So just check out InfinityFoundation.org and sign up for the next one because it's so much fun. Anyway, we're going to go talk a little bit more about numbers. And this isn't the Vedic, which is a little different, and both systems are valid, and sometimes the Vedic is a little bit better because it's older, okay? But we're going to go with what I have here, and this is kind of going to be a lot from my book, Symbols of You, and, you know, because there's more to numbers than just meaning the quantity of measurement of something, right? In fact, Pluto thought the study of number symbols to be the highest level of knowledge. And Pythagoras, another ancient Greek philosopher, thought numbers had souls and magical powers. So as far as primary numbers in the Eastern world, the first 12 numbers symbolize the spirit and the journey of where you're at or on your spirit path. Now, in the Western world, the first 10 numbers are the primary numbers and symbolize this. So each number is associated with traits and characteristics. And there are number symbols all around us. And when some of the numbers pop up, you may feel that something about them is significant. You're probably right. Even when you meditate, dream, or unexpectedly come across or have an experience with an exact number, this number is probably of great significance to you, and different from numerology, which is another thing that is completely different. Number symbols can be used as a favorite number, a lucky number, or even to discern messages meant for you, right? So basically, I'm going to just read you some of the things that of the primary spirit numbers, and then give you some significant spirit numbers as well. So if you, and I'm going to give you the colors that are there. A lot of times, and sometimes the astrological sign, the planet, and the symbol. So that if you see anything associated with this number, then you'll know what the meaning is. So number one, it's a leader, individual, unity, spiritual essence. The color of number one is red, and the astrological sign is Leo or Aquarius. The planets are Sun or Mercury, and the symbol is a circle or a rose. Number two is partnership or duality or association or reflection. That color is orange, and that astro sign is Cancer, and the planet is the moon, and the symbol is the yin-yang symbol. Number three, well, that's self-expression and mysticism and good fortune, and that color is yellow, and that's either Sagittarius, Pisces. The planet is Moon and Jupiter, and the symbol is a triangle. Number four, if you see four a lot, it's stability, organization, practical balance. Now, that could be that you have to either seek that out, or you need it in your life, or it's something that you want to attain, right? So that's when we're saying these numbers and the meanings, this is what it can be. And that is green. It's Leo Aquarius, it's Uranus, Mercury, and the symbol is a cross pyramid. Number five, well, that's marriage and human life and love and freedom. And that color's blue, and that's astro sign is Gemini and Virgo. The planet is Venus, and the symbol is a pentagram. Number six is perfection, accomplishment, responsibility. Color is purple. Taurus and Libra are the astro signs. And Venus is the planet, and the Star of David is the symbol. Number eight, which is, did we do seven? I don't think we did seven. Number seven, I don't want to miss seven. Seven's a nice number. Wisdom and sacred healing, sacred stuff and healing. And that, no, that color is black. The astro sign is Cancer, the planet is Neptune, Venus, and the symbol is the rainbow. Number eight, which is my main number, is reality, abundance, achievement, totality. That color is gray. The gray doesn't look good on me, though. Just want to let you know. Unless it's a charcoal gray. If it's a dark gray, I can get away with it. Blondes, you have to you look a little washed out with gray. Okay, and Capricorn is the astro sign. Saturn is the planet, and the symbol is the infinity symbol. Number nine is self-awareness, compassion, and truth. That's white. Aries and Scorpio is the astro sign. Moon and Mars is the planet, and Alpha and Omega is the symbol. There's also some other numbers. 10 means perfection, completion, and it's holy. 11 is transition, inspiration, and it's also a spiritual messenger, which means something may be coming. 12 is heaven, divine spirit, and cosmic order. Then there's a these are primary spirit numbers. That's what we're talking about today. And significant spirit numbers would be 13, would be renewal. 14, if you see that, it means justice. 15 is completeness. 16 is nature. 20 is wholeness. 21 is divine wisdom. 33, it's a master teacher. 36 is a cosmic relationship. Number 40 is intuition. Number 50 is a spiritual quest. Number 60 is longevity. And 100, guess what, is paradise. And that's what we have there. So that's a little bit about numbers and colors and different things on that, just to have that. It would be fun to have a reading by Jesse Kelsey, I think, because that's kind of different, and he's very good at what he does. So, again, it's jessekelsey.com, so you can visit him over there and tell him Healthy Life and Linda McKenzie sent you. Anyway, so there's been a lot happening around, and I'm working on a new book. I'm working on some really interesting things that will be coming out in 2026. It's going to take me about a year to do it. I have something else coming out in 2025. But in 2026, I'm going to be producing something called PEP cards, and it's called Positive Energy Power Cards. And I've already tested them out on about 300 people, and the cards are correct almost 99.99% of the time. Right now, I have a friend of mine, Sally Sargent, who is a very great artist in Northern California, a very noted artist. She has agreed to do all of the artwork for the card, so I'm very happy with that. Not that I can't do it, but it's I'm doing so much that I don't have time, and it'll be great because Sally has been doing artwork for, you know, her almost all her life, and she's 86 or something like that, so hopefully she'll finish all the cards before she goes. Maybe that'll keep her alive. Anyway, we're hoping it does. Anyway, there we go. Let's get to break, and we'll be back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Psychic Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Psychic Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Again, if you want to see where I'm going to be and find out what's going on, I'm doing a psychic soiree pretty soon. You can find out all that information at lindamckenzie.net. That's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, lindamckenzie.net. You know, I've enjoyed this hour with you. I want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of movement, action, and results. Bye.